Hi class, let's understand a very important topic for hospitals, that is HR in hospitals. Before starting this, let me introduce myself. I am Dr. Narendra Palan. I am medical doctor by profession, and I had done master's in HRD management also. I had been working with government organizations like hospitals and dispensaries for 14 years, and 20 years I have got the experience in a corporate, Larsen & Toubro Limited. And I have been dealing with various aspects of people management as well, being in the medical profession. In fact, I had chosen this master's in HRD management with a view that being a doctor, it is very important for me to deal with people, and people management is extremely important for any organization. So even hospitals and healthcare management, it's an important aspect. So let's introduce chapter 1 of human resource management. Well, why human resource management is important? There are various case studies available all over the world in various organizations, including hospitals and healthcare management. Let's understand few of them and let's get an overview of what all things can come in that as the first lecture we are starting. Well, you must have heard about the consulting firm of Tata Consultancy Service, TCS, where you have seen the number of employees are, even in 2003, if we see, there were around 28,000 software engineers and other employees with them, and they have been retaining the best of these employment by various methods. And even it is very easy for them to recruit the cream of these people for their company. For that, it is not an easy task. They have really worked hard towards that. And what they have done for that? They have built a computer science department in IIT Kanpur. Similarly, it sponsored the entire M.Tech program in IIT Bombay, IIT Madras. Two has a TCS sponsored program for mathematical modeling. TCS extends the relationship for various universities abroad as well. It has sponsored policies at MIT, Harvard, the Kellogg School, Carnegie Mellon, University of Waterloo, as well as institution in Japan, Australia, China and Singapore. All these spade work they have done definitely is helping them a lot in getting the topmost students, the cream of these students, the engineers, the other people to work for them. And the talent acquisition is very important aspect in today's world of liberalization, privatization and globalization, and that's why TCS is getting the best of these people. It's easy for it to get, and then even to manage them well and to retain them well, it is easy for them. Well, you may have heard about even Wipro. Wipro is also a software company where Azim Premji, the top person, has done a lot for them to acquire various people, and even they have done lot of community health services, community services, so that the name and fame of that institution goes much higher and people are ready to join that organization. Toyota, which has benefited immensely from employee suggestion scheme. Well, that is also one of the aspect of HR management, where the Toyota has introduced a wonderful suggestion scheme for them, and they have got 2 lakh suggestions per year. And not only that, they just invite suggestions, but they are implementing 95% of these suggestions which are feasible and which are feasible even with difficulty. And that has led to the motivation of people to introduce newer and newer things for them, and that's how incremental progress is occurring in that institution. And that has led to a lot of saving for them, for their organization. Employee suggestions given by British Airways has led to cut in cost by 4.5 million euro. HSBC has saved 50 lakh per annum just by adopting a single useful suggestion by an employee. Gujarat Narmada Fertilizer received 5,000 suggestions over 5 years with saving of 65 lakhs per annum. So this is how the HR functions are very, very useful for all of them. Well, when you are traveling in Ogombe, which is a place in south of India, you may see a child selling groundnuts. His name is Jagdish. You wonder, well, this is a very common thing, but that is a place where the maximum rainfall occurs, and early in the morning, when usually all the other children are sleeping, this person is selling groundnuts, and he is using this money earned out of this because of the poverty in which he is living. His father not being able to provide much money, he is able to educate himself with the money he is going to earn, and hence please go and take his groundnuts whenever you are traveling that side. Sexual harassment is on the rise, particularly in garment units, where in textile industry we have seen many of the supervisors are taking undue advantage of the young women, telling them to work late in the evening and at night, and then progressing towards the sexual advances they want to enjoy. Because of the poverty, to take care of their children, at times these young women are falling prey to these people. Well, on October 3, 2003, Anant Darvi and Akhtar Khan, these were the two contract workers who have committed suicide by dousing kerosene on themselves and putting themselves on fire. Well, you wonder why such contract workers should do this. They were working for Tata Power for 19 and 20 years on contract, and they had lost the job, and in spite of the union repeatedly telling them that they are going to take care of their service, one day prior to the act of suicide, both of them were told by the union president and the secretary that nothing beyond this can be done, and they are going to lose the job. So this is how ultimately they have to lose the job, and this is how some of the corporates are using contract laborers at much cheaper rate, and anytime they are fired because they don't have any union protection. So these are the wonderful stories we have learned of people, how they are behaving, and how various kinds of suggestion schemes can help, as well as how people can help themselves by applying their resources to various educational topmost institutions by doing CSR, how they can acquire the best cream for their companies. And so talent acquisitions, recruitment, selection becomes easier for them, and they can get the right people to work for them at the right time, whereby it will lead to success of the organization. So with this background, let's start. What is HR management? HR stands for human resource. Well, the topic itself tells that human is a resource like any other resource. What are the various resources any organization requires? Land, labor, money, machines, and one more, they say, human beings. Of course, that is covered under labor. Well, what is a resource? Basically, a resource is one thing which can be utilized, which can be adapted to your requirement, that's something which is a resource. And accordingly, in good old days, most of the entrepreneurs, most of the people who have started the factories and companies and all, they have exploited human thinking that it is only a resource which we can adapt at our convenience, and if they are not useful, we can throw them like any other resource. That's how the word human resource has come. But the present view, we say, actually it is not human resource, it is human capital, and it's an asset. And hence in today's world we are talking about human capital management and human resource accounting and human resource, rather than asset. Rather than a resource, it's an asset for us. Up till now, most of the companies, when they were giving the balance sheet in the annual general body meeting, AGM, they used to show the money for the salaries of the people on the expenditure side. They were never shown as an asset for them. They were never valued up till now. But now there are few good companies who have started showing their human resource as an asset, on the asset side, that this is the value we are putting for our human beings who are working for us, for our employees. And that's how the concept is being changed in present scenario with some of the companies. Well, let's understand it further. Human is all the people who are employees of the organization. Resource, as I told you, it can be adapted, it can be changed as required. And management, we already have learned a lot about management, planning. After planning, we are going to develop them, maintain them, lead them, staff them and control. That's what is planning, then developing, maintaining, leading, staffing and organizing, and finally controlling. This is how the word management goes. So let's learn about the human resource management. We are going to learn this under these learning objectives. First and foremost, we are going to understand what are the various principles of human resource management, including the definition and all. Then we are going to learn about the differences between human resource management, personnel management and human resource development. Well, human resource development is one of the very, very important aspects of human resource management, and as the number of years have passed, we have seen the evolution of HRM, in which initially it was more of a personnel management, then it started into training and development of people, and now it is more of human resource management, including the strategic human resource management, human capital management, etc. And then we are going to learn about the various functions of HR management for any organization, including hospitals and healthcare management. And we are going to understand how significant it is for the human resource management in a hospital, because in a hospital, it is basically, if we see, the main thrust of a hospital or a healthcare management, if we see, is a patient satisfaction. It is a service kind of industry where we want all the patients who are coming to your hospital being satisfied, and by word of mouth they are going to spread a goodwill for your hospital, whereby more number of patients will come to you and they are going to go happily smiling from your hospital, even though they have come crying with pain and with lot of problems for their health. And to do that, the major resources that a hospital or a healthcare management is having is people. Right from reception, to the most important nursing, the nurses, the doctor, the pathologist, the x-ray technician, all of these people who are going to help us in finding out what the problem the patient is having. Two, achieving the right kind of diagnosis, achieving the prevention of these things in future, and then treating them, curing them, and that's how we want them to send happily from your hospital at the earliest. And for that, the maximum number of people involved in a hospital industry are your employees, are your people, rather than only the machines, the land, the other things. And hence, human resource management is extremely important for a hospital or a healthcare management. I should go a little that side. Let's introduce the topic human resource management. That means what you are doing. You are employing people who are humans. It is a kind of resource for you which you are utilizing for mainly the service, or in case of other organizations, apart from the hospital and healthcare, if we see, it is for manufacturing various products, and you are going to manage them in such a way that they are able to give the best products, the best quality products at the right time, and it will lead to customer satisfaction for organizations or patient satisfaction for hospitals and healthcare management. So, strategic and coherent approach to the management of people. Now, what we are talking about, we want to manage people who are working for our organization. It should be done in such a way that we are able to get the best people at the right time for the required services for our patients, for our relatives of the patients, for our other staff members also. We should be having that kind of strategy involved in that, so that we are able to give the best service. So strategic and coherent approach. Now why we talk about coherent approach in case of HR management, and especially in hospitals and healthcare management? What we mean by coherence? Well, have you heard about lasers? Light amplification of stimulated emission of rays. What kind of rays are there? They are all linear, coherent rays, and that's why they are concentrating at a particular site and giving you wonderful results. So the coherence is very, very important for lasers, and similarly, coherence is very important for HR management. Right from reception, where the patient receives the guidance of where to go, what to do whenever they are entering a hospital, to the final, when they are discharged from the hospital, after they are treated, after they are cured, after all the preventive and rehabilitative aspect of them is taken care of, they are discharged. At that time also, they are being guided by employees of your hospital or a healthcare. Now these employees, right from reception to the admission counter, to the nurses, doctors, technicians, and your housekeeping people, your paramedical people, all of them, they are going to be vital for giving the best kind of quality services to your patients. And unless they work in cohesion, the quality service to the patient just is not possible. It cannot be given. And hence, what we say, it is a strategic and coherent approach to the management of people when you are going to manage them in a strategic and coherent way in the hospital, then only you are going to achieve all the objectives of the hospital. Well, what are the objectives of the hospital? A hospital can be a private hospital, it can be a public hospital, it can be a corporate hospital. So different types of hospitals, it can be a charitable hospital. So different types of hospitals that we come across in our country or anywhere in the world, they have got different kinds of objectives. Well, for a public hospital or for a charitable hospital, we can say that the best objective is maximum number of community patients should be served as far as possible freely or with minimum of charges, so that we are doing some social service to the best of our ability and to the best of the national requirement. The private hospitals and corporate hospitals also of course want to give the best quality service to the patients, but at the same time they have got the inherent requirement of earning profits, because the private hospitals or the corporate hospitals are not only doing charity service, which can be a part of it, but basically they are doing it as a business also. Of course, it's a noble profession, everybody knows, but then still it is converting into a business in today's world. So what exactly HR management is going to do in a hospital? Earlier Flippo has defined personnel management and HR management, where they say that it is acquisitioning, that means acquiring. Once you acquire employees for your hospital or healthcare management by the various processes of recruitment, selection, then induction will be done. Once you have done that, the right people you have chosen, the right people have applied for it by your name, fame, by